In this bulletin, the Labor Party says the federal government doesn't have a deal to secure a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Victoria records 216 new coronavirus cases and 12 deaths. And in sport, an AFL club slams racist abuse directed towards a Sydney Swans player on social media. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The federal opposition says the Prime Minister has only signed a letter of intent with a UK-based drug company over securing a potential COVID-19 vaccine. The federal government claims it has an agreement which will ensure every Australian can access the University of Oxford vaccine for free if trials prove successful. But Labor's Chris Bowen says it's only a letter of intent, which is a good first step. And the company, AstraZeneca, has confirmed no agreement has been formally reached.
When the Prime Minister says Australians will have first access to this vaccine, he is simply not telling the truth. Other governments have acted. The first such agreement was signed in mid-May. His government has not acted, and no amount of spin today will change that fact.
The government says the final agreement will include distribution, timing, and a vaccine price. Victoria's health chief has praised the community for tackling the state's second coronavirus wave, indicating the trend is heading downward. The state has recorded 216 new cases, its lowest number in 5 weeks, but another 12 deaths, taking the national fatality figure to 450. Professor Brett Sutton says the direction is encouraging, given that Wednesdays are usually considered a spike day, but admits the situation is challenging.
Relatively speaking, Victoria's done pretty well globally with the second wave. There are countries that are being challenged by waves that are as big, if not bigger, than the first waves that they've experienced. That applies to Spain. Israel's the same. France is going through a really significant spike at the moment. And there's an uptick in Germany and the UK.
New South Wales has recorded 7 new cases. 2 of the new infections were detected in hotel quarantine, while 5 were acquired locally. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the state continues to record an average of 1 to 2 cases each day where the source of infection is unclear. She says the cases are predominantly in western and southwestern Sydney and is encouraging people, particularly in those areas, to get tested as soon as any symptoms present.
That will help us identify any chains of transmission, take appropriate public health action, and contribute to our ability to suppress the virus transmission down to that level of no community transmission.
The head of the anti-violence organisation Our Watch says the coronavirus pandemic has worsened existing inequalities in both the home and the workforce. Last month, a survey showed a third of women experienced first-time family violence and 1 in 10 suffered physical or sexual harm over a 3-month period this year. Chair Natasha Stott-Despoir has told the National Press Club the severity of violence in Australian homes has risen and COVID-19 is being used as a weapon to perpetrate abuse.
Victims, usually women and children, can be trapped in their homes, often full-time, with their abusers. And this also means limited access to opportunities to get help.
A bedridden woman from Melbourne has told the Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse and Neglect of People with a Disability that information about COVID-19 home testing was difficult to find. The Commission heard of a 9-day wait for a home coronavirus test, some support worker shifts being cancelled because of COVID-19 concerns, and a person with a disability left without care. 45-year-old Ricky Buchanan lives with severe chronic fatigue syndrome and said in a video statement made for SBS that she accesses help through the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
It's really hard. Everybody, when they are first homebound, it's traumatic, it's upsetting, you get angry, you get sad, you cry. So if all that people can manage is to get to the end of this and still be alive and to be more or less okay, then I think that's fine.
In AFL, the Sydney Swans have condemned the racist abuse of 19-year-old Elijah Taylor, who's been banned for the remainder of the season. The player says he was called a monkey online after his team was fined for his partner entering an accommodation hub in Perth without permission. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth should be partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 15. Showers easing in Melbourne, 14. Hobart, a late shower or two, 13 degrees. Canberra, also showers and 10. Wollongong, windy and mostly sunny, 17. Should be much the same in Sydney and 19. Newcastle, windy, partly cloudy and 18. Brisbane, sunny and 23. Cairns, much the same, 31. And Darwin, a sunny day and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.